Before I start the prayers, I'd just like to share something. Earlier on this week, I was just praying, Lord, give me the words when I pray. And this idea came into my head, actually, why don't you say something about fair trade? And funnily enough, later on, I looked on Facebook and lo and behold, Anne had put something on about the trade craft stall, and I see this. So that did make me smile when I came in this morning. Okay, let us pray. Dear Lord of the harvest, thank you that we are all wonderfully and fearfully made in your image, and that you've given each of us unique gifts, talents, and resources. Forgive us for when we compare ourselves to other people and lose sight of our own blessings. May we focus on the ways that we can contribute to your kingdom. Forgive us for when we neglect to use your talent, our talents. Thank you for our amazing planet. Help us to take good care of it. Thank you for delegating us as your stewards to take care of it together. Thank you that we are one body with many different parts, all diverse but equally important. The harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few. May we put all of our God-given talents and our whole lives to good use, at home, work, school, and in your church to increase your glory. On this Harvest Sunday, we remember farmers around the world. We pray especially for smallholder farmers who are struggling to make a living because of unfair trade. Thank you so much for the work of Tradecraft and Fair Trade. May we make wise choices whenever we're in the supermarket buying our daily bread. We pray for all the words you've sown into people's hearts today. Watch over us and protect us. May your words take root and produce blessings for many. May we be alert to your promptings and live in your endless love. Gathering our prayers and praises into one, as our Saviour taught us, so we pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins. We forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen.